Cause it's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. With the Sponge and the Weasel leading the way, coming to you every Saturday. We got Father John Sweaty with his sweet, sweet tracks, and we got the Keepo with his animal facts. Penny, Buster, and Specky Steve, yeah, they're pretty shit folks, and they make you wanna leave. But lest I forget to mention, the man with the wicked intention. It's a topical, prodigal, so iconical, it's gonna be hysterical. I'm talking about the Chronicle, coming in your earways, all over your chin. Now everybody pregnant, and it's time to begin.
Welcome, listeners and Spongy. How are you going? Good? How long until that jingle gets old? We have an option here to listen to it. Or take over. Save me.
Welcome to another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. I put on the run sheet.
I didn't want
to
do your job.
I put on the run sheet this week, the heavy lifters intro. So we just gave him a run there.
Watch him fail under pressure. But what is hilarious, though, is the old Sponge was like, oh, do you want to listen to the intro before we start? And I was like, oh, definitely.
Oh, definitely.
That's never getting old, I don't think.
No, I love it.
Episode 4.
It's so good. It's
delicious.
I love it. Hey, Weez, we've got a huge show today.
We do.
The Penny Bus is in for real this week.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
He's got some good tips.
Oh, you've got the inside word from the trial.
Yeah, it's some good stuff. The Chronicle actually wrote a poem this week.
Yeah, he's a bit slack.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's hurting from his 2 weeks ago. He went a bit hard.
Oh, he did. We had to warm him up out of the morgue. And Father John has polished a magnificent turd. So we've got a lot coming up.
His midweek treats.
Yeah, that's well, the midweek treats favorite. Have been running and rolling. Yeah.
My new favourite thing. I don't even listen to the regular podcast now. It's Kid Father John's midweek treats.
Midweek treats. It's beautiful. All right. Well, look, let's get into it here. Let's get the boys on the line and strap yourselves in, guys, because it's going to be a big week of the Weasel and Sponge.
Remember,
Chronicles.
If you're listening to this right now and there's someone beside you, to reach over, grab their phone, put it on silent and press play. And tell your friends to listen.
Tell your friends. Write a review. Here we go. All right, Weez, it's that time of the week where we check in with the Chronicle and also Father John Sweaty. Father John, how are you, my friend?
Dusty, but kicking.
Kicking.
How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. Before, actually, the Chronicle, I'm sure you're there. How are you going, mate?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Bit over the Crondoggle.
Right. Yeah, I'm here.
The Crondoggle's good. He's good. And if anyone is wondering why he's the Crondoggle, that was a reference given to him by the Penny Buster for his amazing work with animals.
Charity work.
We're going to put you into a course with the Keeper when you're back, my friend. And speaking about coming back, I was reading an interesting article the other day about quarantine restrictions in that time and the lack of nicotine that happens in those spaces. Have you heard about that?
Have I heard about it? I've been studying it quite profusely. So,
protesting.
Yeah, so the Cron's obviously coming back in July and obviously got a quarantine for 14 days and you're in a hotel where there's the windows don't open and they obviously, so pretty much no smoking for 14 days. If you do smoke, it's a $250 fine. So that obviously it's $3,000 for quarantine and then a $250, I think it's a $250 fine if you smoke in the room. So the Crons, you know, the Crons fee is $3,250. I am smoking in that room and I'm ashing all over the carpet.
I'm curious to know if it's $250 per cigarette.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, how many do you smoke at? Is it 50? He is. It's going
to
be huge.
I'm not bringing my suitcase back. I'm just bringing back four pouches.
Maybe you should look into getting refugee status in Scotland.
I think I'm going to have to stay out of it. Like if I can't smoke for 14 days,
it's over.
What do I do with my hands?
I've got a few ideas that we've heard about in previous episodes. Hey, Father John, during the week we released a midweek treat. We called them a midweek treat with Father John Sweaty, showcasing some of your work here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. We had an interesting conversation with you off air, and we did that midweek. We did it.
Yeah.
We did it midweek.
Which ones are you going to bring up?
Oh, no. The sweaty man is sweating right now, I tell you.
Bullets.
But it's getting hot.
Well, it's lucky you love summer. But look, we had a conversation about the fact that you, I guess, have been a bit of a menace when you've drunk lately and you've decided to have a break from the booze. Now, I'm not going to go into details about why you're having a break or the events that have led to this decision. I'm sure there's people... What's the pub out at Inverell that people could go to and ask for stories?
None of them.
Sporties.
Yeah. If you're a local Sporties of Inverell, go into Sporties, just ask about Big Father John Sweaty. I'm sure you'll hear something.
Just breaking backs.
But look, listen, it was really interesting. We wrapped up recording at about 11 o'clock that day.
Yep.
And at 2:57 p.m.,
same day.
So not even 4 hours later, we received a photo of you at a pub with an ashtray and a beer in front of you.
Well, the funny thing is, Sponge, I got there at 12, so I put that off a little bit. But I went through the motions and I was sitting at home and I thought, you know what?
I'm bored.
What are the reasons? And so you got reasons to stop drinking, and that's, you know, obviously money and health and keeping it together. And then I thought, well, what are the reasons to drink? Let's make this a fair race. And it'd be easier for me to tell you the reasons that you shouldn't, because there are so many reasons to drink. And it just wasn't a fair argument.
Delicious.
So drinking one on the day, and it's one again a couple of times since. So for the listeners out there, if you're thinking about stopping drinking, don't. Keep getting on it.
All right.
Well, I'm thinking about stopping.
Don't. Just don't.
Yeah, you'll die.
You know, from a man who's penned amazing songs like Beers and Darius and Victor Bravo's, I'd expect absolutely nothing less. So well done, my friend.
I'd be a fraud if I stopped.
Oh, you would be. You would be.
Didn't Chronicle pen?
Well, he did pen it.
Oh,
yeah. Beers and Darius. Yeah, he penned Beers and Darius. Some of your best work there, Chronicle. Hey, speaking of the Chronicle and his fine work, last week you did nothing. You didn't write a poem. You managed to bring a sponsor along, which was
the competition.
Was very appreciated. But this week...
Total opposite.
Yeah.
Conflict of interest.
But this week, do we have a poem?
I did actually. I finally found the motivation to twist one up. And it's all about obviously... quite a few teachers on this podcast, so I twist one up about being a teacher and how much I bloody hate it.
I've got to say, the good old Wheeze put on our friends' Facebook chat group the other day. Does anyone have any hypothetical questions for the podcast? And the old lender piped up, and he piped up and he said,
"Big red.
Do you think it's a good idea to start a podcast if you're a teacher?"
Trick question, of course. It is
if you want to get out of the profession. Well, I'll tell you what, after this poem, I might need to.
Yes.
Could be real quick.
All right. Line steppers around here.
Yeah. So, what's it called, Chronicle?
It's called the Teaching Chronicles.
Ooh, I like it.
Teaching Chronicles.
The Teaching Chronicles. Do you have any sponsors?
Nah, look, Milton I couldn't this week, boys. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn.
What about the old grinder?
I I need some people in Moree to start an electrical business so I could fly them.
Yeah, that's right. If there's
Woods
any...
took them all out.
Yeah, that's right.
They're big wigs.
Any young apprentices out there, start a business. We'll give you a plug.
Start your own business.
Yep, we'll give you a plug. All right, mate. Well, I'm going to leave you to it. This is called The Teaching Chronicles by The Chronicle and his experiences being a moulder of minds. Take it away.
In one attempt.
Thank you. Righto, let's go. It's a common understanding that teaching is a stand-up profession. And after 10 years on the gig, I've learned a few lessons. You know, you're moulding these kids' lives. You're basically a parental figure. You know, you teach lifelong skills that they use with vigor. But it's not the case in the Chronicle's eyes. And after the experience I've had, my soul slowly dies. So, I mean, everyone asks why you want to be a teacher, and it's the answer they don't want to hear. I tell them straight, it's not for the love of the job, but 12 weeks paid holiday a year. So, starting off in a rich private school, the Chronicle had a great initiation. The Christmas presents were grand, and so was my frustration. See, the best thing about a private school would be the kids and resources are some, but not for the cron, the best thing was the hot mums. I mean, although most parents were pretentious and often quite snooty, boy, did the cron get his flirt on when he was on crossing duty. See, planning I threw out the window, no need to be prepared, winging it on a daily basis because the cron really cared. The private system is pretty cruisy. The kids have brilliant behaviour. But when the cron hit the public system, drinking was his saviour. My first day at a public school was interesting, but it was new. A little girl spat on me and told me to get fucked, and she was only in year two. Full credit to her, I didn't care. Much to her relief, the following day I got bitten, but lucky the kid had no teeth. There was some day kids would be launching rocks at windows, absolutely bloody wild. Never thought I'd have to do a course on how to restrain a child. Nothing like kids wiping their nose and, you know, coming up for a hug. But when you're constantly hungover, there's no chance of getting a bug. The cron used his classroom well, just between you and me. I had a designated storeroom for vaping in the TAB. Working with Father John, you know what? We were the laughing stock of the school, and to think we were fully committed to the gig, then you'd have to be a fool. I mean, I used to have a little office next to Father's class, and it wasn't a bad shout until he'd walk in, do a massive fart, give me the finger, and walk out. Father and I would go for ciggies every recess and every lunch, then text each other during staff meetings about how many beers we're going to punch. I remember I had a huge school night on the drink one night. 4 a.m. in the bed I crept. Father walked in and said, mate, you can't go in, but it was a challenge I would accept. I've had the pleasure to work with Sponge too. He taught me some tricks to do. One was how to copy and paste 24 reports within an hour or two. See, Sponge is the reason I passed uni. As he was a year above me, he gave me all his assignments that we used excessively. I mean, I handed one of Sponge's old teaching assignments in. It was exactly the same. I mean, even in the footer at the bottom, it still had Sponge's name. Got a bloody distinction. They didn't even bat an eyelid. Got drunk before every oral presentation because that's what the cron did. I mean, it's a bloody tough gig to some. Most teachers work, you know, till six or more. Not for the cron. I'll beat the kids out the fucking door. Parent-teacher interviews were always fun. You know, I'd never talk about the kid. I'd talk about the weekend and how many beers I did. If you ask any teacher, they'd say, gee, this job is tough, but the cron is a different breed. He's a diamond in the rough. I've somehow managed being a fraud for the last 10 years. No idea what I'm doing, apart from after-school beers. Look, It might not be the job for me, but of course, no harm. Time for the Cron to pack it up, maybe go work on the farm. But, geez, I've missed the holidays. But, you know, it's something I could do. If you're looking for a role model, then the Cron can teach you a thing or two. Cron 2021?
Oh, mate, that brought a tear to my eye. That was great. Beautiful. Yeah, I loved it. That must have brought back some.
We're definitely getting fired, but that's beautiful.
That must have brought back some good memories for you, mate, penning that one.
Oh, well, look, Sponge, you told me one of the greatest stories ever. I'm not sure if I should tell it.
No, but please don't.
You're the editor.
No, it was...
someone that I went to uni with, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. No, but it was someone that Sponge went to uni with. And it was... so they were the master of, you know, just
waiting,
getting through without, you know, just with the bare minimum. And obviously at uni, you had these uni boxes and you'd put your assignments in these little sort of pigeonholes. And this made of sponges apparently used to go in and get a coat hanger and literally lift out an assignment, photocopy it, change the footer and header and hand it back in. It was a... It got me rock hard thinking about it.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a good bloke, that one.
Andrew Huberson.
Yeah, Andrew Huberson. Right. Yeah. He's the Minister for Education. he knew how to get through.
We'll tag him.
Well done to him. No, I loved the poem. It was very good.
these teachers sound a lot different to... Remember you dragged in some teachers into the Garfunk's restaurant?
Garflands, yeah.
Garflands, yeah. My restaurant after end of year.
Yeah, they all got
drunk off about one beer and were the most annoying people on earth.
Yeah, the penny buster was there. The penny buster was there.
They certainly are.
That's why I was annoying.
Penny buster using up all these vouchers.
he did.
Look, guys, getting to know you this week. So getting to know you, got four questions for you. Let's kick it off with the Wheeze. Wheeze, have you ever shaved or waxed your legs?
Good God, no. I've shaved my ankles back when I used to play footy because I had to tape it.
Yeah.
So I'd shaved my ankles so when I was ripping the tape off, it didn't hurt.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Father John?
No, I've shaved the plums before, but geez, that was an itchy week.
Didn't keep going. A bit lower.
You sure it wasn't shaving?
Too low.
Lower. What's that? No, just itchy. Shave the plums. It's tricky. I'll give you some pointers one day if you like.
Come show us when you're in studio. Pants are optional.
You got to stretch the sack.
I'm a little bit worried when you get down here. Weasel does have a fair bit of man love for you, Father John. I feel like he's going to walk in the door and just sort of put his pants on a chair and go, oh, is this not what we're doing?
Don't I neatly fold them and put them over here?
Yeah. How do you want me?
Chronicle, what about you? You're a hairy bloke, is it? Aren't you? No, that's not.
I am ridiculously hairy. Like, I mean, it's worked out well being over in Scotland, a bit of insulation, ooh, as some may say. But no, look, I'm quick enough as it is. I don't need to shave my legs to be more aerodynamic.
We'll post a photo of the Chronicle on our Facebook and Instagram too, so the listener can see how hairy he is.
Yeah.
He is a silverback.
He makes Chewy look like he's clean shaven.
Chewy's got alopecia compared to the
Oh dear. I did go through a phase when I was in year 12 of shaving the legs. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
I would not admit that.
That's embarrassing. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
I had a condition.
All right, question two. If you were going to be a politician, who would you be?
This one's very easy. I'm taking over.
Yeah, go for it.
I'd be the mighty Mal Meninga. 28 seconds. That would be my political career.
yeah,
bugger this, I'm out.
I'm out. Yeah,
I wouldn't get that far because I wouldn't do it. Yeah, no way.
28 seconds since the last time I had sex.
Oh, new record.
You shaved a couple of seconds off that.
If you shaved your legs, you might do it quicker.
Big nothing.
Father John, what about you, mate?
Oh, I'm going to go with the same sort of thing as Wheez, but Harry Holt, because he just got the job and thought, fuck this, I'm out.
Had swimming lessons.
Turn the porch lights off.
I won't be home.
Oh, dear.
He's not coming back.
I'm going to go with...
he transferred to the Sharks.
Oh, dear.
What was the question again?
I'm going to go with Peter Costello. Someone who's actually pretty good at what they do, but never gets a run in the top gig. So Peter Costello is my one. Who are you, Chronicle?
I'm going to go with Peter Dutton, because just because he looks like Voldemort.
He does.
And you do like scaring kids, don't you?
And big fan of Harry Potter and Peter Dutton. Could be, I mean, tough gig being a politician and Voldemort at the same time.
Particularly when you're in charge of muggles.
Filthy
muggles.
Oh, dear. Very good. If you had to kill one member of the podcast, who would it be? Weasel?
If it's most likely to happen, it'd probably be when Sponge is drunk, I am sober. I'd just be like, fuck it, now's the time. But if we're both drunk, it'd be sweet.
Okay.
Then you'd have to steer the show. You'd have to steer the show, Wheez.
That's it. Chronicle. I'll take the Chronicle out. He's halfway there.
Did you...
Chronicle it is.
Did you see the April Fool's stitch-up of Jonathan Thurston?
No.
Yeah, so James Bracey basically pretended to be Crook. It'd be on YouTube. Look it up. He pretended to be Crook, and then Jonathan Thurston had to host, and it was just a train wreck. It was great fun. Father John, who are you killing?
Well, boys, I'm going to widow yous both when I move up there from alcohol poisoning, I guess.
Double whammy.
The old Father John, the widow maker.
Modern day old Arbalat.
You're going to get your last blessing off me, mate.
Father, holy water.
Chronicle, what about you, mate?
Pretty easy. Like, if you had said to me, if you wanted to kill anyone in the world, I'd be like, well, it's easy. It'd be the Penny Buster.
Would it be quick or slow?
Well, tell you what, I'd... Because he's a triathlon runner or whatever it is, it'd be hard to catch him. But once I got him, I'd make it slow and painful.
Very expensive tools.
Yeah,
that's great.
Beat him Sergeant Pies till he dies. Yeah.
I'd ask him where he gets his best hammers from.
All right, question four.
What about you, Sponge?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I love you all. Oh. I one of you.
Take me out.
Cop out?
Yeah. Oh, if I was going to... If I, just for comical purposes, the keeper used to play in a band with me, and
respond.
Poor old keeper. Poor old keeper.
Killing for a gag.
Get rear fanged.
There were a couple of times where we went, we're gonna have to let the keeper go out of the band.
He's not even here to defend him.
I know. He's not. Yeah, yeah.
He didn't have any.
Nor was the Penny Buster, Father John.
True.
Poor old Buster.
I'll text him after this and say, I'm going to kill you. Yeah.
With an expensive knife.
Yeah. He'll say, yeah, you try.
With a pack of rat.
Maybe the keeper.
So you cut him from the band, now you're going to kill him as well.
All right,
you're a cruel man. Hold a grudge. Right. Jesus.
I thinking that'd be funny. Anyway, question
that's a
four.
Dark turn.
How often do you wash your hair? Let's start with Weasel. I'm going to love this one.
Well, even when you're bald, you got to wash your hair. So
do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Your scalp needs it and that, yeah? So, I've got a little bit of hair there because I go to zero and that still leaves a little bit. But I don't know, maybe twice a week.
Wow.
And I've got a delicious beard, so that needs a bit of shampoo in it.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Clearly, I'm really blown away by your guys' personal hygiene. Not going to lie, with the ear cleaning and all that sort of stuff. It's very good. Father John?
Mate, if you've seen pictures of me, you know I've got them luscious locks. So it needs cleaning every day.
Every day?
Got that hair that just goes greasy straight away. So
not easy being greasy.
It's not easy being greasy, but you can get away. every day I have shampoo and condition, and I'm ready for the day.
Horse and mane.
Wow, Chronicle?
Far out. I can't remember the last time I washed mine.
Oh, thank God. I'm not the only one.
Splash a bit of beer in it.
No, look, I'm not a big washer, but I wash.
The last time you washed hair, Mum did it.
I've got to wash the rig. It's a pretty good rig, but I mean, I've got to wash it. But in terms of hair,
the car drive through.
Well, in terms of hair, I haven't been able to have a haircut because all the hairdressers have been shut. I haven't had a haircut since November, so I've got a bit of a luscious mane going on, and I've decided to, you know, give it a wash every now and then. And pre-December, I just wouldn't wash it. I'd just be like, it'll wash itself.
No time for
a
that.
Better question might be how often the Chronicle shampoos his back.
Oh yeah. That takes a couple of days. If you saw this buddy back, it'd be
just squirt shampoo on the floor and then rolls around in it.
Yeah.
good old Chewy over there. I don't wash my hair much. I need to do it more. I'm starting to thin on top.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I know you're very excited about this.
As a bald person, it's so good to see fellow friends start
that
to lose
it. That was always going to happen, though.
Yeah.
That was always going to happen for you, Sponge.
Oh, thanks,
I reckon
mate.
You always were going to be like a receding old man.
Yeah, well, I was at about 16, so the receipt has always been there. Yeah, but
do you take anything to try and hold it?
No, I'm
sure.
I'm positive. Although I'm not going to lie, I've made inquiries.
Yeah,
yeah.
Advanced hair.
Well, I haven't gone to. Yeah, maybe that one.
Yeah, but you got to have it every day for the rest of your life, and it doesn't grow up back. It just keeps it where it's at.
Yeah,
or roughly.
I looked into that one.
You got those aerodynamic legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Transplant.
Just transplant.
Yeah, transplant.
Anyway, we're waffling.
Stomp it. Stomp it. Let's move on.
Gents.
Into the carpet.
On to Father John. Father John, this week you decided to, as you say, roll the turd in some glitter, not polish it because you can't polish a turd. You took on one of my old songs. Which one did you choose, mate?
That'd be Ever Be Again, a nice little sweet track from The Sponge.
Ah, very good. Ever Be Again. So,
my favourite song, I think, recorded.
Yeah, you do. You do like this song. You've always liked it until Father John did his version.
Yeah, now there's a better version out there. I may have already heard it. Still surprised I didn't get killed off. I'm a bit disappointed. I'll have to try harder.
Be more of a prick.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Obviously a top bloke.
Not killing you off, wait. It's all right. Actually, I want to change my answer.
You need someone to do heavy lifting.
Yeah, I want to change my answer. I'm going to kill myself and take one for the team. Screw it. It's all over to you, Keeper. I'm done. I'm necking myself.
He might take you out at the same time, Keeper. I'd watch out. He holds a grudge.
If you got any good ways, send it in to weaselandsponge@gmail.com.
This might be our most controversial yet.
It's now the Keeper and Weasel Chronicle.
That's right.
All right, Sponge.
Keeping this Weasel Chronicle.
Sponge necks himself on air.
Just don't do it like America where you take other people out.
No, I won't do that.
Start a cult.
Don't need to start a cult. Oh,
actually, poison some KFC for me. That'd be a good way to go.
Delicious.
Great. All right. So, look, I'm going to play a little
stomping again.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to play a little segment of this song of my recording. Yeah, little section. And yeah, have a listen. This
was
is
this a midnight recording?
Yeah, this was a midnight recording after about 12 stubbies with the guy who I started the band with, who's no longer with us. Chad. And yep, no, good fun, knock, good knock. Times. Sorry?
Knock knock.
All right. So here we go. This is Ever Be Again by The Sponge.
I'm coming home. I've been away. They're playing on St. Patrick's Day. And all the guys remember me and how we sounded when we all used to be. And I'm not sure why I'm there. And I'm not sure if I will ever be again. Will I ever be again?
Thank you, my friend.
I said it's my favourite song.
That's very nice of you. Yeah, so that's Ever Be Again back in the day. There's a lot of applause.
It's stuck on. I didn't mean to give you that much.
So I'm interested to know, Father John, was it the second shortest song in that folder that I've shared with
you?
MP3.
Nah, mate. I actually really like the song. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to enjoy doing that.
All right.
And it was good. And also, I knew the chord progression straight away. So I'm like, oh, no learning here. Here we go.
So there was an element of laziness.
One take wonder.
Well, that's
there's
the thing.
Always an element of laziness. Yeah.
That's the thing you're going to find with my songs. The chord progressions don't really go into the advanced state at all. So I'm sure you've got them covered.
Neither do mine.
All right, let's jump into this. This is Father John Sweaty with his version of Ever Be Again.
Turn up your radio.
Back in my bags, going away. I don't know how long I'm gonna stay. As I leave, I see him there, playing away with all the love that we shared. I'm not sure why I'm there. I'm not sure if we'll ever be again. Coming home, I've been away. They're playing on St. Patrick's Day. And all the guys remember me and how we sounded when we all used to be. I'm not sure why I'm there. Sure, if we'll ever be again, will he ever be again?
We could release that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Paul.
Father John, Hardness Score Chronicle.
Oh. Look, it obviously rock hard every time, but I don't understand. I don't understand why you play yours to start with and then play Father John's after. It must be demoralizing for you.
Yeah. Well, no, it's look, yes. Well, you got my answer in who we're killing off in the podcast. So, you know, it's
the keeper. The keeper.
No, nah, mate.
Father, you polished it so good.
Yeah, no, that was great.
Thank you, boys.
Well done. I'm really impressed by it.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Would you ever play that at a gig?
I don't know what to say. I've got a gig. I have a gig last week, and I will play it.
I'll invent that time machine and then play it then.
Oh dear, you
the radio craft.
Oh, that's gold. Yeah. I'd like you to shoot me to tears. Let us know how that goes too.
Yeah, I'll give him last week. I'll get your poster and put it up behind me last week, and just constantly plug. Go and listen to this so I can get fired from my job and have everybody hate me.
Nice.
No, not because of the quality of the podcast. It's, there's a side of me that comes out on this podcast that I don't know
is it real?
Many people see. It's the real me.
Yes, it's acting. It's comedic acting.
Yeah, we're completely fictional characters. So yeah.
You never took a piss. Yeah. That was just a kettle tipping it into the toilet.
He just brought the hose inside. Yeah. He's filling up Louis's water bowl.
Puss.
It's all three guys around here.
Hey, gents. Chronicle.
No, I was going to say, Sponge, obviously been a bit of a groupie with your band, and yeah. I remember you playing that song, I had a semi chub.
Yeah, nice.
And then when Father just belts it out, you're just like, where's the tape at?
Oh yeah.
Too late by then.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good.
It's like a half compliment, but it's not. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I love listening to these songs. It's great that the Father does. It's a treat.
I'm currently trying to round up one of my old tracks.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Weasel actually started a band. It was an anti-band, wasn't it? So the band...
Jealousy.
So the band that we had was called Pure Mystery. So he wanted to start a band that was like the Antichrist. Now, you got to understand that Weasel and the people that he started the band with, apart from one of them, had
the
no
big,
musical...
The D-Boss.
Yeah, the D-Boss. No musical experience whatsoever.
the Wombat played a triangle.
That's right. Yep.
He won the coveted triangle competition.
He did.
The gold triangle.
And they wrote one song. What was it called?
The Gym.
The Gym. And what was the band called? So you were the
Scum Known.
Scum Known. So the opposite of pure is scum. The opposite of mystery is known.
And one of the requirements is you had to bench 100 kilo to get in the band.
So we're going to we're going to throw you that song called "The Gym" pretty soon, Father John.
It really is a turd.
It is.
Monday's here. Oh. Time to get started. Looking for
all right.
Protein
Stomp
shake.
It. Stomp it.
Was it? Please tell me that was done out of a place of irony. You didn't actually write a song about going to the gym, did you?
It's just funny.
No, he did.
Oh, good. So it was a piss take. Yeah, good.
No, it really wasn't. These guys back in the day, they used to, and particularly in this band, like to get in this band, you had to bench 100, right? So like they were eating. You'd go visit them and they'd have just like, 12 cartons of eggs. Because all they would eat is egg whites. You'd just go, Jesus, your poor kidneys. Gents, we're going to wrap it up there. We're going to get the Penny Buster on the line. Will you guys stick around for this?
Nah, I'll probably fuck off.
Hopefully he's got more to say.
To a piss.
All right, the Penny Buster coming up here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. All right, it's that time of the week where we check in with the Penny Buster. Last week, the show troll made it pretty clear that he's on a fortnightly schedule. And he didn't want to talk to us at all. Pennybuster, how are you, mate?
Oh, yeah, not too bad, guys. How you going?
Oh, chipper.
Ah, yeah, you're happy this week, aren't you, my
friend? Oh, is this the number one world's podcast and like that?
That's us.
Number one three now.
For non-podcast listeners.
Number one for not getting any downloads.
Well, unfortunately, our listeners have internet on their phones as good as you, so...
Better than 20 megabytes.
20 megabytes
not as cheap,
for the
though.
Month. Not as cheap.
Not as cheap, mate. Not as cheap. $5 a month. All right, what can I do you for? Come on.
Okay, so Pennybuster, we got the Chronicle here, and we got Father John Sweaty on the line as well.
Crondoggle. The Crondoggle.
Crondoggy. Hey, mate.
Doggy killer.
Tell me, have you got any tips for us this week? I know that it's been sort of the Easter... I know that it's been the Easter season and people are looking to go on holidays. Do you have any ways?
Holidays cost money.
They do. Yeah, Normal people.
No, that's right.
Like to go on holidays. You got any tips for us?
I've got two options for you today. I've got option one is for the members only. That's for going away for cheap ass holidays for singles. Okay. And I've got the non-members... cheap ass holidays for families.
Right. Okay.
Now let me just quickly check, see if you guys are members. Nope. Still haven't joined up. Let's go with cheap ass holidays for families.
Okay.
It's the shittiest option. But anyway, we'll go ahead with that one today. Would you like to know more?
I would love to know more. Hit me.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of anything worse.
The rhythm stick.
Yeah, well, tea in a fortnight's time. No, that's fine. I'll go ahead now. I'm feeling pretty happy. Pretty happy at the moment.
Where are you, Pennybuster? You at home?
Yankees?
Are you at home?
At the Palace?
No, I'm not at home, actually. Just about to go into Kmart at the moment, getting ready for my next holiday. Yeah. So, look, you need to have a little bit of preparation when you're getting ready for the holidays, because if you've got four kids like myself, I don't like to pay full price, so for any holidays, so I always say that we've got two adults and maybe one child, or two adults and two child, because if they add on the extra two or three children that I've got, before you know it, it counts as a quite expensive holiday. So you need to sort of keep the kids in a camouflage uniform. So we'd like to go to Kmart and buy the same outfits. So it confuses the fuck out of the management staff at the resort or the caravan park, wherever you're staying.
And so these four kids, they're the four that you know about, obviously. They're the four kids that you know about.
Yeah, the ones in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wine and dined many a nights. Sponge, many a nights. My European days. Oh. Anyway, let's take a rain check on that story. But, so basically you want to have them all fit out in the same gear. So that when they're walking around the caravan park, they're basically... And then make sure they don't stick together as well. So
the caravan park charge extra for children.
Two, or they can go by themselves. But ideally two, so they don't get too lost. And then before you know it, make sure you all hibernate during peak hour. So you want to make sure you camouflage the students as much as you possibly can. That's the most important thing. Everyone's going a little bit wild behind me.
Buster.
I think they can hear me.
Buster.
Yes, I'm here. Penny Buster's here, everyone. I'll sign autographs in a minute. Sorry, guys. Just, everyone gets a little excited when you see the Penny Buster in public. You got it, me. So that's the preparation. And then the probably most important thing is really telling the kids to make sure they don't refer to you as mum or dad around the caravan park, because before you know it, if you've got three or four children referring to you as mum or dad, then the management are going to be catching on that this husband and wife have got three or four children, they're only paying for one or two. So you want to make sure that they don't refer to you as mum or dad in public, and if they do refer to you as mum or dad, I make sure they make up a name as well, like Jill and Mike, because there's no Jill and Mike on the registry at the caravan park.
Pennybuster, out of your four kids, do the Chronicles kids call you dad as well?
Very good. We'll leave that rooftop warrior for another day.
As Gandhi once said,
rooftop warrior.
Sorry, what was that chronicle? What did Gandhi say?
That's just 1 second. Just 1 second. Just got a couple of kids hanging around at the moment. Just going, hey, up, that's what I
do. My kids sound really good at soccer.
We'll do the car parking later on. So then probably the other thing we need to do is really find out what events are in town. And so, for example, we visited a lovely place called the Gold Coast the other day, and the Gold Coast Suns were playing. And if we hang around at out in front of the stadium at halftime, usually because it's a pretty shitty game, people start leaving at halftime, and where we can sort of purchase free tickets as the patrons leave, which is another good idea. The other month, actually, it was fantastic. We all took the family. There was six of us went up to the Broncos game. At halftime, the Broncos were down by 65 points. So we were hanging around out front. Hanging around out front and people were just like walking out. They had about 50,000 people there at the start of the game, and that for the second half they only had 15,000. So we just grabbed tickets. We grabbed a number of tickets. We actually grabbed 10 tickets, believe it or not. And we grabbed six for ourselves, and then we sort of hung around the gates, and then when we saw people coming towards the stadium, we started walking out of the stadium, pretending we were walking out of the stadium, and people said, oh, would you have any tickets? Well, yeah, we've got a few tickets here. We'll give you $10 a pop. We ended up making $40 for actually going to the Suncorp Stadium and watching the Broncos, which is quite good. So you want
to
make sure you
pay to see.
You want to make sure you choose a holiday venue where there's a few events around. You can see some free events, and probably lastly, I know that when the last little trip down to Yamba there, they were doing a canoeing kayaking tour, and we had a canoe ourselves. So we just hung around at the back of the canoe, the canoe group, as they were doing their kayaking tour. We're just hanging around the back there as the instructor was giving, you know, all these sort of tips on where we are and the natural heritage of the site where we are kayaking around. And he asked us to leave a number of times. We said, well, we're just kayaking around.
Free water.
And then in the end, the last 10 or 15 minutes of the trip, he said to us, well, why don't you guys just join in?
So the pity join.
Hanging around. join in for free.
Yeah, right.
No, so it was actually quite good.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, so...
I tell you what,
tips for you this week.
I tell you what, Penny Buster, the Broncos are an amazing team, so... You would have been absolutely blessed to go and see them, no doubt about that.
No matter the scoreline.
Yeah, yeah. We are living in 2021, not living in the late 80s, 90s.
Hey, Penny Buster, back to the caravan park. Have you ever faked a code brown to get a bit of a discount in the pool?
A code brown? No. No.
That'd be a good way to get
that one, though.
Reduce prices.
If you took Chronicle possibly. On holidays with you, you'd get plenty of code brands.
No, yeah, tell me about it.
Code brand in the pool, discount on accommodation.
Oh, yeah, there'd be Snow White walking around, won't there?
Yeah, God love her.
Losing his shoes.
But,
very good.
Gavin Clark.
It's lovely talking to you guys again.
All right, yeah, you too, Penny Buster.
Wow, thank you, Penny Buster.
It's great to hear your voice and... thank you for those tips, and we'll take those under advisement, and I'm sure we'll be heading to a caravan park with camouflage kids very soon.
sounds good. I'll see you speak to you in a fortnight's time.
Okay.
And, Penny Buster, can you look after my kids for me?
Which ones?
Four of them, probably.
Franz Krondogle. All right. Good talking to you guys again.
If you've got a dumb kid.
Thanks. Okay. Yeah. The dumb one who's good at poetry.
Yeah.
Who's probably smoking at the playground.
Yeah. The one that's goalie and twist up a few rhymes.
Yeah, the 8-year-old who's got a 30-gram pouch.
Oh, dear. All right,
Penny Buster. Thanks, mate.
We'll
have a good week. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, gents, it's been another great show. We just keep backing up this quality. It's incredible. It's like the red crayons. They just keep coming out. One after another.
Yeah, how many's in the box? Surely there's no more. Have 10 boxes.
You must like that song, I See Red. I see red, I see red, I see red.
He probably hopes he doesn't see red.
Probably not.
He sings that when he goes to the toilet.
Yeah. I'm going to listen to these last two podcasts.
You are.
Yeah.
Make sure you have some cordial before you do. Gents, it's been a bloody pleasure. It's always great to chat with you too. And stay safe over there in Scotland. Please come home. Don't ask for refugee status, Chronicle.
Nah, I might start a GoFundMe page.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah, very good.
Patreon.
Father John, you're back at school. I hope it's going well for you, mate. And you're moulding minds.
And I know you don't want to do this, but what do we say here at the Leesden Sponge Chronicles?
Live, love, laugh.
Live, love, laugh. All right, guys.
Oh, no. Smoke that. Big hand, small cock, big wang, crusty sock.
Goodbye. They've got no controversial prediction to come. Like, you know, we should have had something. Like the Broncos are going to win.
Yeah.
The Broncos are going to win tomorrow night.
The Broncos are going to win this week. Second win of the season. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, we're tipping that?
Yeah. All Hopefully right. they don't play on Friday night.
The Oracle. The Oracle. Yeah, they will. I'm sure they always do. Yeah, all right, we're going to end it there. Have a great week, everyone. Until next time, we're signing off here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. Beers and durries to take you out.
It's a 3:15 on a Friday afternoon. Got my 30-gram pouch and I'll be at the pub soon. Roll up a cig, grab a schooner of VB, sitting in the beer garden watching the races on TV. All the boys are here with a diary and a schooner. Wish that I got to the pub much sooner. Won't be home till the morning, and the missus is warning. Don't bother coming home, she'll say. And you're feeling pretty pissed, so you'll give her a spray. Better find a different place to stay and steal your mate's meat tray. Lose all your money, there's no worries. Nothing goes wrong with beers and durries. Sticky butts on the floor, empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick a fight cause I got no fear, as long as I got a durry and a beer. A durry and a beer. Wake up on Saturday with the hangover. Back on the tins, I don't wanna be sober. Count a lunch at the pub, I'm sold. Get another pouch of Winfield Gold. Fighting off the demons from the night before. Beers and durries, I want more. Keep on going till Sunday. I don't want to see Monday. Switch them to rum and cokes. Just give me some more smokes. I just want to hang with the blokes. Cause lose all your money, there's no worries, nothing goes wrong with beers and durries. Ciggy butts on the floor, and empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick your bike cause I got no fear, as long as I got my durry and a beer. Beers and durries are so symbolic. Yes, it's a fucking tough life being an alcoholic. So much that you forget the words to the song and you're trying to get to the pub right now, so you're not going to do another take, and this one's going to do. Sorry, Chronicle, but I fucked your song. That was a pretty good bridge too, Chronicle. I might wrap it up there.
So just really quickly, I know you've just heard Beers and Durries, but we've decided to change our sign off here. So until next week, what do we say, Weez?
Listen from multiple devices and tell your friends.
That's right. The Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. Don't forget, we're on multiple platforms.
If you visit your parents, fire the podcast up on their phones.
And if you're at the pub and someone's on their phone, just take it and write a review on Apple.
Oh, dear.
Very good. Until next week, we hope you have a great week from the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.